This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I hope you are having a fantastic day so far. I'm pretty pumped that you're tuning in for this episode because I think it'll be short but powerful and has the ability to help you create winning days day after day, as opposed to days where you're like, can I get a redo on this? Which I know has happened to me many, many, many times. Before we dive in, though, and I explain the one-hour strategy, the title of this episode, and how you can implement it starting today, I want to follow up on the transcript thing, which I mentioned a couple of episodes. I shared with you that I was going to give a shot to making transcripts available for free for these podcast episodes, and so I have started to do so. The past couple of episodes and this episode, you can download a transcript for free on the show notes page over at primalpotential.com. So you just go to primalpotential.com. Up on the top of the site, you'll see a tab that says podcast. When you are on that page, the podcast page, you will see all of the show notes right there in chronological order with the most recent episode at the top, and then 10 episodes show up per page. So the last couple and this episode will have a transcript if you find that helpful. My gut tells me that they'll be more helpful for the science-y episodes. But I'm putting them up there. My thought is that I'll do it for a few months and then reassess, are they helpful? Are you guys using them or not? So keep me posted. Just wanted to give you a quick update on that. So there we go. Today, the one-hour strategy. What is that? Well, I kind of dreamed it up the other day while I was thinking about ways to help some of my clients. And as I came up with this idea, I thought, I think I might really benefit from that too. So I've tried it for a few days, and after trying it, I knew I've got to make this a podcast. I want everybody to be able to use this as part of their own toolbox for living a life that is their best life, but also doesn't feel so dang hard. So here we are with the 1 hour strategy. The problem that I was trying to help my clients solve, and often kind of help myself solve, is that sometimes it's really hard to build momentum with good choices and self-care, okay? Especially if we haven't been prioritizing those kinds of choices for a day or a week or a lifetime. It's what most people describe as like getting back on track. However you want to phrase it, we won't get into that and my thoughts on that today. Been there, done that. But it's not always easy to create momentum or get off the starting block with choices that make you feel good. And some of the things that make this really challenging, getting back to good choices when you haven't prioritized them in a while, and kind of that feeling of maybe being stuck, or that feeling of I can't, or it's too hard. Some of the problems that make it challenging, one is that we have a tendency to set our expectations a little bit too high, and often a lot too high, outlining the perfect day we want to try and have. And realistically, the gap between where we are and the choices we've been making and this standard of perfection we've set, it just requires more motivation and discipline than we have developed right now. Doesn't mean that you'll never have that motivation or discipline, but right now, we're just setting the expectations a wee bit too high. One of the other things is that we can become overwhelmed by the idea of an entire day of good choices, an entire day of avoiding temptation, an entire day of keeping the promises we make, or a week or a month. It creates this feeling of dread and overwhelm before we start. And so to avoid something that doesn't feel good, we avoid the effort altogether and keep putting it off. And sometimes, and I think this is really more of a mindset thing, we don't know where to start. Now, the reason I say this is a mindset problem is because the only place we can ever start is with the next choice we make, right? We can't start some further place down the road. We can't. All we can do is what we can do right now, right? We can't go backwards, and we can't, you know, hop in a time machine. The 1 hour strategy is my attempt at helping myself and my clients make it easier to initiate and be more consistent with those positive changes and healthy choices when it feels like we keep putting it off or we keep starting and then kind of giving up halfway through. It's a strategy you can use for part of a day, an entire day, or you can use it for a week or a month or the rest of your life. And the 1 hour strategy is based on answering all of these questions or one of these questions or some of these questions. So let me tell you what the questions are. What can I do in the next hour, just the next hour, the next 60 minutes, to take care of myself? What could I do in the next hour to make myself feel proud? What can I do in the next hour to feel like I am in control? What over the next hour represents my best choices? Now, you can just answer one of those questions. I'm not suggesting you come up with different answers. My thought is that whatever derivation of that question, like what's the best way to spend the next hour? What can I do over the next hour that would make me feel good about myself? What represents my goals over the next hour? What is the best way to spend the next hour? All right? One answer. And then you do that thing, just focusing on the next 60-minute block of time. Maybe it's 6 o'clock at night, and you are just feeling awful about the choices you've made all day. And you're fixating on what you wish you would have done differently and how guilty you feel and how you're gonna compensate for these awful choices and that exhausting rigmarole we put ourselves through way too often. So you would say, all right, what can I do in just the next hour to feel better about my choices in the next hour? What would represent my best choices? How can I take care of myself best over the next hour? And maybe you say, you know what? For the next hour, between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m., I can just not eat anything. I've been grazing all day long, and it's driving me crazy. The best thing I could do in the next hour is just not eat anything. Slow down and just stop the cycle. Maybe that's the approach that you take with this 1 hour strategy. Or maybe you say, you know what I really need to do is take control of my space because it just feels out of control. So I'm gonna spend the next hour and I'm gonna clean the kitchen and finish the laundry and take out the trash. And I know that when all that gets done, I will feel more peaceful and in control, right? Maybe you find yourself at a point in the day when you're facing temptation and you're actively engaged in that internal dialogue to justify the leftover apple pie and cookies because, well, you blew it yesterday, so you might as well go in and finish them. And once you finish them, they're not there to tempt you anymore. And so the 1 hour strategy would allow you to say, you know what? My best choice in the next hour would be to not go there. My best choice, I could spend the next hour with a cup of tea and a book and doing some deep breathing, getting out of this frenetic space I've created in my head, kind of just slowing down a little bit. That would be the best way to spend the next hour, and that's what I'm going to do. We'll tackle the hour after that when it gets here, right? Maybe you want to use this strategy for a whole entire day, which is what I'm doing today. The day I'm recording this is another day I've been doing it for the past couple of days, where basically at the start of the day, I say, all right, what is the best way for me to spend the next hour? Now, I still have my normal list of priorities. Like I know the key things I need to get done for work today. I know the workouts I want to do today. I have kind of a hit list of like I'm looking at coffee cups sitting on my counter. I need to empty the dishwasher and refill it. So it's not that I build my to-do list hour by hour. That's not it. But it's about what's the best way to spend this next hour so that I don't find myself randomly snacking or randomly getting sucked into the news or whatever it is. So when I woke up at 4:30 this morning, I said, what's the best thing I can do with the next hour? And I took it hour by hour. In this particular hour, it's recording the podcast and creating the show notes. And if I have any extra time, then I'll have a cup of tea and I'll give myself that downtime. That way, if I have extra time, I'm not just like grazing through the fridge and, oh, what is there to eat? Or getting sucked into something that will spill over into the next hour. I'm really taking advantage and looking at the micro view of how I can create the best day. How I can build this momentum without feeling overwhelmed by an entire day and a bazillion choices available to me. Maybe in one of the hours, a few hours from now, I'll say, I'm gonna clean the living room. and I'm going to fold my laundry. And then I have an hour block for a workout, an hour block for returning emails. And I define everything that goes into that hour, right? Where I'm going to be and what I'm going to do. If I'm going to sip on coffee while I return emails, I want to define that in this 1 hour strategy so that I'm not like, oh, I want a snack. Oh, I want this. Oh, I want this other thing. Really just make it about what would make me feel my very, 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 very best at the end of this hour. So when I feel like procrastinating or feel like snacking when I'm not hungry, it's so much easier to say, is this the best way to spend the next 60 minutes? Saying no to that feels so much easier than no, you can't have a snack. You can, but it might not fit into how this next hour can be my best hour, right? The great thing about this too is this can really, and that's the one thing that I've noticed the most, this can really help your focus at work. It has a huge impact on your ability to overcome temptation. It can be used to increase the consistency of your workouts. It also can help improve your relationships. You know, like I really want to smart off to my spouse, but you know what? For the next hour, I'm going to keep my eyes on my own work and I'm going to get this other thing done. Or I'm going to go for a walk or whatever it is for you. The key is this. The more good hours you have, the more good hours you create, productive, in control, peaceful, your momentum will build. The easier it becomes to turn down the things that don't make you feel good, like skipping a workout or mindlessly eating things that you wish you hadn't because they're not worth it. You don't have to use this strategy for the entire day. Please hear me on that. If it doesn't work for you to go hour by hour through the whole day, use it when you need it. I think we can all relate to having been in a situation where we're in the middle of a day that feels like it's been a train wreck. That's when you can pull out this card and say, all right, what's the best use of my next hour? Over the next 60 minutes, what are the things I could do that would make me feel my best at the end of it? Or at the end of a tough day, instead of saying, oh, screw it, I blew it. No, what can I do in the next hour to make myself feel my best, to feel more in control? What would my best choices be in just the next 60 minutes, right? Maybe your family is making you totally crazy and all you want to do is escape with a few cookies and a glass of wine. But when you ask that question, you know what, for the next 60 minutes, what would be my best choices? It slows you down and it doesn't feel like restriction and deprivation. It feels like self-care because it is, okay? You take a deep breath and you say, what's the best way to care for myself over the next hour? It's not telling yourself no, it's asking, is there something better? Is there something that would make me feel even better than this? And there almost always is. You just have to take the time to ask the question. You can do it for the rest of this day. You can make it 15 minutes. You can make it 30 minutes. There's nothing magical about the hour. You can break it down and use it how and when you want to, but the key is that you use it. Not using it to tell yourself no, but using it to ask, is there something better? Something that would make me feel better, that would make my day better. Use this tool. Put it to work. Try it out. Use it when you need it. And I guarantee you'll find yourself building momentum so much more easily. I hope you guys have a great day. Don't forget that the transcripts are available for this episode up on primalpotential.com as well as the past couple of episodes if you're looking for them, if you find them helpful. No big deal if you don't. I'm just giving it a try. I also have some of my favorite holiday gift ideas up on the blog, primalpotential.com/blog. That one's tough. But lots of different things going on over there, so check it out for sure. The next Fat Loss Fast Track opens up in January. There is already a wait list. You can get on that over at primalpotential.com underneath the Transformation Tools tab. That's the wait list for the first Fat Loss Fast Track of 2017 if you want to work with me for 12 weeks and change your life in a way that is kind of fun and, well, not kind of fun, a lot of fun, and not dieting at all. So all of that is going on. I hope you have a wonderful day. I said this in the last episode. I'll say it again because it's always true, but especially true at this time of year. I am so grateful for every single one of you that can hear my voice right now. I love spending time with you. I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.